Hello, and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Sunday, June 29th, 2025, and we've got a slate of significant stories for you from the insurance industry in Australia over the past week. Our first story comes from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. They upheld Rack Insurance's decision to reject a motorist's claim for a crash supposedly caused by a sudden and elusive possum. The ruling highlighted some significant inconsistencies. The insured value of the vehicle sharply contrasted a lower market price, raising over-insurance concerns. Additionally, forensic evidence suggested the collision was intentional and there was no recorded rain, although the motorist cited it as a contributing factor. This ruling underscores the importance of honesty and the need for robust verification in the insurance industry, setting a precedent in the fight against fraud to ensure fairness for consumers. Next up, a life insurance provider has come under fire from the Life Code Compliance Committee for its misleading rejection letters. These letters were found to be ambiguous, failing to inform consumers of their options to review the insurer's decision, and instead falsely claiming that denials could not be reconsidered without new information. These letters, unfortunately, came to light after as far back as November 2023. It's a case of an internal oversight and highlights the importance of clear, transparent communication in insurance dealings. While the insurance company's name was withheld, we know they were urged to revise their letter templates and report back regarding their steps to rectify the situation. In another win for clarity and precision in policy wording, AFCA has ordered an insurer to pay a full storm-related claim after finding their policy information on patio coverage was unclear. In this landmark decision, the authority not only overturned the insurer's restriction for items in open spaces, but also criticized the insurer's lack of evidence regarding the policyholder's negligence. They ordered the insurer to compensate the policyholder $4,000 for non-financial losses. And going forward, this case reinforces that clear contract language and transparency in policy documents is crucial in the industry. And on a positive note, there's hope on the horizon for those reeling from high insurance premiums driven by disaster losses. In 2022, insured catastrophe losses in Australia plunged dramatically to $500 million, the lowest since 2004, according to Aon's Climate and Catastrophe Insight report. While this is good news, the unpredictability of climate change means that it's never been more important for insurers and individuals to prioritize strategic risk management and adaptation strategies. That's all from us for this week. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned for our next weekly wrap, and until then, keep safe and stay informed.